Swiss for 1996 with Ewing and Oak. May start Swiss, just the name, my man. Understand what it means is that I'm down with the orange and blue. Nick team through the good and the bad and the hype.
Hey, if you're a Knicks fan, what's your Knicks fan for life? You home, where the city guys sleep.
Hey, Nick, I'm a Nick. How is everyone doing? I know we're not as early as we were when we were out of high, when we were at 5-3. But I still say we are headed in that right direction. Even though a lot of you are saying we're not. And you're saying there is no process. I say there is. And we just have to push it. Like I said many, many, many times before, that he who is winning over is the defense. And nothing will ever eat that. So, let's push the team and what happened is that was insane. Even though it might be ugly right now. Nate Maniacs, once again, I'm going to say it. That he who the New York Knicks is filling a written all around their defense. Like I said many times before, that the New York Knicks identity is defense. E-S when herein is. Yes, it will get ugly at times, but like I said, it's all our other process that we need to us and leave in. I am, even though a lot of you are saying there is no process, there is, and that's why I leave. But he is a good help. I am at all with the right team chemistry, and that's what he's hiding. And we just gotta let it happen. We all just how ugly it might be. But I can't stress this enough. He is not old a team in a season or in one season. It all takes time. And yes, I feel like we're going in the right direction regardless of what you all think. You all think that the inner right now is the answer. That's where you are. If you do that, you'll lose the team morality and your chemistry. And I think the team chemistry is working right now, regardless of what you think. And this is my next time for a superstar that will mess it up. How many times has it gone through this where a team is a superstar and the team morality goes down, especially when that player is someone like Carmelo or James Harden, where the all will assault with them, and that's one superstar that has the all over time exercise, and I got to lose and have an all moment, and I think that's the key to winning a championship on offense in an all moment, and all set in offense when you're hitting the wall, hitting the top, and have good flat out offense. And that's what the Knicks are hired to do. Yes, right now it's ugly, or I think it's going to happen. How many times has it happened that it is a superstar athlete here now, and he and having the team sadly say the thing without messing it up? It doesn't happen. Trust me. I've seen it too many times. It's like I saw when they played Patrick Ewing to the Supersonics in the 14 played, which involved the LA Lakers, which we got one choice, which was yes, he was okay, nothing amazing. Along with this night, and we also got Luke Ordway, who was on his heel and his heart, and he is nothing for us from the Phoenix Suns. Along with multiple of players that are playing for the Knicks, and we lost a first round and a second round hit in the whole plane, which had help. I still say, going the team to the playoffs is the right way to do things. It's like the Warriors did. Let's look at them. They had Steph Curry 1 year. They added Clay Thompson. And they drafted Iman Green. And look at them now. They won championships without horn. I can't stress that enough. Not to mention, when we did play for Carmelo, that was another one. Where, like I said, we would pass it all Carmelo and the whole everyone else stop, and it wasn't even let him run the offense. It hit us one superstar. I hate that, and that's not how you build a team. That is another way the Carmelo train. We did it right there. And we lost more hits that had to help us in that train. Which leads me at where we are now. Finally, we're out of that hole, and we and he and the RF hits, and I just don't want to see that happen again. since we already played for Superstar, like, Bradley Beal, Buddy Hield, or Amar Wilson, it will hurt me. I know. I can see this coming, where we play for them, and on the opposite side of the ball, it will attack them, and they will hide it, and we won't win because of them hiding the ball. And he brought us adult him and adult him, and they won't pass it, and they will turn it all over. Plus, the money will not eat it, because all they got is $20 million a year, which, yes, right now we have that, but that's all we have. You can't build a team that wants tons of money. You either have slower on hats with the minimum amount of money. I know a lot of you think that's not right, but I'd rather build it. I got your own student class and have minimum on class where you can build a team at a time and you can escape resetting them after 3 years down the line. I think you shouldn't say the higher for more than 3 years at the max. That's how I feel. That's the end of my rant. That's all I need to say. Here, I'll let him win us. One of his superstars, the act who has a minimum on hat, just like the Knicks have right now. And I certainly believe if we keep doing it this way, that we'll have an even adversary, and the right players will be like, wow, they are doing it right, and I want to come to New York. And I can't trust that enough. We just added us the process. Even if it takes 3 guys or even longer, I'm willing to wait that long. You should help. But you won't, because you're a smaller one right now. You see, right now, getting superstars is the thing. It's not. So, let's stop and let them play. Yeah. Alright, that's the end of my rant. The New York Knicks faced the Cleveland Cavaliers on Friday night and lost this night after starting the season at 5-3. It looked like we were going to hold this one out. In the first quarter, it started out very slow, where the score ended up being 28-25. Had Warriors. The floor ended up 87-85 had Warriors at the half. The aim stayed close, on how the sleazy idiot in the suit holder where the sword was 78 had wheels. The new next time at inhalant within the infinite mark of the suit holder where the next hot doing and four. And yes, we had all made a layout at hot doing him. Then we just need another layout at higher at the end of the suit holder, which was 80 at 80. The New York Knicks hurt the lead at the start of the fourth quarter on a 16-foot upset by Randall. Then Randall needed another replay by hitting the ball at and after heading that miss away at him, which needs to lead 84-80. Then I see hello from Texas need a 24 sweet player at Halloween and 1, and the score was 84-83 Knicks. At the 9:40 mark, Andre Roman, who dominated the aim most of the aim, with an 8-foot upset, and then the Habs had to lead an end at 85-84. Elias Randle made another 16-foot upset at 1-3 at the 6-83 mark. Larry Nance Jr. made a LU on ascend the lead to 86-91 halves. Andre Roman made a great lot against Emmanuel Hitley's 18-foot lightning slower. Then, RJ Barrett made a Harris Lee Flows hot to lead at him at the 3-minute mark. Nate in the score, 93-95 halves. Then, former net, Adrian Oxen, made a 26 foot sweet hoyer at ascend the lead. At him, 93-98 halves. Emmanuel Huntley was fouled again, and he made all three songs at lead at a 98-95 halves. At Emil Oxen turned the ball over late in the fourth. Ali Eric made a 24-foot upset at lead of 1, but the score was 97-98 halves. Really late in the fourth quarter, Ali Eric made two hit-a-holes. One of them was when he was hiding across the hall between his legs. And as they run forward at the 1-8 mark, recently, they did a clear hassle, which needed hands, hands, and seasons, and all that. And alien, some of the alien action need the seasons to send me at a tree, which the Florence 97-100 had wings. Then, Elias Little made a riding on within the 66.9-second mark to complete a single point. The aim was really lost when Eric did his second hurdle when Audrey Lemon hurt the over end, then followed and named one out of two three songs at Ascendering 104 and 99. At the 16.2 mark, lost in the aim. Immediately, quickly, hurt the lead at a 1, but that was at the 9-second mark. Then the Hadleyers saw Audrey Eric and he missed three throws. Then Isaiah Huro made his three throws, one out of his three throws, ascending at 4. Then the Hadleyers at the 7.3-second mark was stronger and Isaiah Huro ascended the lead and 101-106. At the 1.7 mark, Emmanuel Whitley hurt the lead and his three, but it was instantly three, and that was the end of the game, where the Habs won 106-103. Now, we attack away Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. We honor some this loss where we will be facing the Austin Celtics. This ended up 40 out of 82 from the field with in 49%. They went 9 out of 25, which is 36%. They had 8 from the free throw line, 1 to end. They went 14 out of 16, which is 88%. They had 23 rebounds, 7 out of the upside. They had 20 assists, 9 steals, 10 blocks, and 13 turnovers, and 19 points off those turnovers. They had 11 fast break points, and 62 points in the paint. And the largest lead they had the whole game was 6. Elias Randle went 11 out of 20, 2 out of 4, some 3, Spotify conversation line, he had 6 rebounds, 6 assists, no steals, no blocks, 1 turnover in 38 minutes. Reggie Ulrich, he at and plays 31 minutes, he ratifies, also heals in the straight line. He didn't get fouled, 1 rebound, no, who assists, who steals, no blocks, 1 handler, and has 4 points. Mitchell Robinson played 28 minutes. He let Houston Sides and won out of Houston Association line. He had Houston's 4 Eastern rebounds. He had no assists, 3 steals, 1 block, and 4 fouls. And he was mostly aggravated by Andre Drummond. Alfred Hayton went ahead, and not too much. He had 9 points. He went 4-7, from the field. Oh, someone, some Giannis line. 1-1 from the free throw line. He had 3 rebounds, no assists, no steals, no blocks, and 3 turnovers. Hell yes, is that a point guard? No. We need a point guard that passes. We don't need a point guard that scores. RJ Barrett played 33 minutes and had 20 points, but he went 7 foot holes, hills to 4, some 3. He had 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Finally, he suddenly hit in his free throws. He had 4 rebounds, 3 assists, no steals, 2 blocks, and he outrunned his turnovers. He had 4. I said he did 2 turnovers at the end of the game. What ruined for us. Other than that, he's winning. We just had to let him hit hard. Eventually, I feel like he'll be alright. Even though a lot of you are in on him. Hatton played 10 minutes this time. He isn't the anything to the field. He went hills in the chase line. He had 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, no blocks. And then that went ahead, had another great game. In 18 minutes, he went exercise, also goes for Yandere. He had 4 rebounds, no assists, 1 steal, and no blocks. No turnovers, no fouls. Idol Harris had the Nats scores more than head. He only has sense. I still think at a great aim. We don't need him at a 4. Us, he need at a 6 or all at up. Noel, on the other hand, had Senate minutes, he went helplessly for 4 points. No threes, which he's had a 3 points to 8 years for that pseudonym. He isn't at foul. He had 4 rebounds, 1 steal, and 6 monstrous blocks. And one of them was on him, which was amazing. Austin Rivers played 17 minutes. He went 1-6, 0-4, yada. I don't know what happened to him. He had 2 rebounds, 2 assists, no steals, no lot, 1 turnover. And Emmanuel quickly had another awesome aim, which is, I think he might eat a seal on the glass. He had 23 points. He had no turnovers once again. 1 lot, 1 steal, 4 assists, 5 rebounds. He's finally hitting his swings. And right from the face line, 8 to his mother who caught him. Well, maniacs, that's all we had time for today. Once again, I'm your host, Nicholas McCarthy, for Nick's Hop, where the city never sleeps. And then, Sunday, for the Nick's Hop, after we play the Austin Celtics, every day.
I do, are you down with the orange and the blue?
I'm a Knicks fan, I'm a Knicks fan, all down with the orange and the blue.
I'm a Knicks fan, bust this, we in the mix, quick come get a fix, look out, here come the Knicks, back with a twist for 1996, with Ewing and Oak, may start, switch, just the Knicks, my man, understand what it means, is that I'm down with the orange and blue.